Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast, where we delve into the powerful benefits of a holistic high raw vegan lifestyle for achieving optimal health, brain function, and overall well-being. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And this quarter, we're talking all about mindset, what it means to be successful on this high raw vegan journey. And today we're focusing specifically on prioritization of health, which I kind of talked about last time, right? Making health a top priority and viewing food as medicine, choosing nutritionally dense options, which are the raw foods, right? We have the whole foods that are nutritionally dense, whole food plants, they're nutritionally dense, but then when you cook them, you lose some of that nutrition. You lose the enzymes, which are heat sensitive, right? And you lose the water, which for those who are struggling with being overweight or obese, you know, that water in the food actually helps you release excess fat. You know, you get full and you release the weight, right? So you can eat a lot and not gain, get overweight. You actually get to a healthy weight and stay and maintain a healthy weight. And all you have to do is make sure you maintain a high raw vegan diet to make that happen, right? So we want to prioritize our health. Now, this is something that, you know, for me has always been like, of course you prioritize your health. I think even before my grandma passed, you know, health was always a part of the house. My mom and I, we would do like Pilates together. You know, when my grandma was diagnosed, she made food and she was cutting off the fat and she would show me all the fat that she cut off, you know, and she was educating me, right? So the dietitian that she had to meet with to discuss how my grandma should eat as a type 2 diabetic imparted some new things on her that she came home and put into action and then shared with me. Now, I was a young person. I hear mothers all the time saying that I can't eat clean because, you know, my child eats this and my child eats that. And I'm sorry, I'm not a mother, but for the life of me, I just don't understand how these children have so much control over the kitchen, because I'm not that old, right? I was born in 1986. I did not have a say to tell my mom, I want KFC today and you have to give me KFC. Actually, my favorite was Popeyes at the time. You better have Popeyes on the table. I think I would have gotten a smack right in my face. Like literally, like not kidding. There was no, like the kitchen wasn't a restaurant. My mom wasn't running a business in the kitchen. she wasn't like our waitress making, you know, taking requests. I never heard of anybody making requests to mom about what they wanted to have for dinner that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just so, it's wild to me. Like, I can't, I get these cravings for the sugar and the kids, you know, they have the cookies. And I'm like, but if the cookies are no good for you, cause you're struggling with obesity, why are they good for your kids? The kids are showing signs of high cholesterol and sugar imbalances from their youth, which is manifesting into disease earlier and earlier and earlier, right? You know, folks want you to cry when they get all sorts of things, but it's like, dude, like you knew this from the beginning. Why are you making this hard? You've made the decision for yourself to eat clean for a reason. So if it's good for you, it's good for the kids, you know? It's good for the kids. So it's just about prioritizing health. Like, do you actually believe what you say you believe, right? If not having sugar, if you believe not having sugar is going to help you release excess fat, then why do you think that's the case? Why is sugar causing your body to work against you right now? You need to dive deep and dig deeper into getting to really understanding your why, right? Because if you feel like having those cookies in the house is necessary to appease your children, but they work against your health, then that tells me you don't fully understand the gravity of the situation. You don't fully understand how bad sugar is for the body. And you're a parent, so you're not really stepping up into full leadership. Like, I see my mom as being really like a great leader. Honestly, I'm gonna tell you right now, like my grandmother, her legacy goes beyond the fact that I watched her suffer from type 2 diabetes. There are things that I don't really talk about her, like how she was an excellent money manager, excellent money manifestor. She went out there, she hustled, she worked hard, and she worked strategically, and she shared the information what she was learning with her children. She helped her children buy homes and build wealth, start businesses, right? I don't talk about that part, but my grandmother was a boss. She was a boss, and I got to watch her in action. And she was a leader in terms of like just operating out of the identity, that power of not having to beg or ask her children to communicate with her, to call her, to spend time with her. They all communicated with her and came around to see her because she was such a loving presence. She listened, she was supportive, you know? She created an environment, a magnetic environment, where you wanted to be around her, you know? And to me, this is a great leader in the family, right? Operating on all levels, right? Wealth, love, right? She had that stuff down. The health part, she didn't have down, right? Because she was in a different paradigm. She went from living on a farm in Catadupa, Jamaica, right? Where everything she's consuming is grown, right? And if she's eating meat, it's being raised and butchered by a family member, right? So it's not being shot up with hormones and all sorts of stuff. You know, and that stuff has to stretch for the family. So it's like once a month type of treat or once a week or whatever. But it's not going to be an everyday breakfast, lunch, and dinner thing, because who can afford that? You know what I'm saying? Who can afford that? So she was really a leader. And my mom, again, followed suit. She embodied that leadership in the home when it came to the fitness front, when it came to the nutrition front, doing the best she knew with what she had, the information she had at the time, right? What she knew, she shared with me. And so I at least knew that much. I at least knew, okay, if I was going to make chicken, which is why I didn't until I got married, and that was a whole laborious thing, because I learned from her, if you're going to have meat, you got to take all the fat off. And this takes time. It is a tedious, tedious process, you know? And so we really need to step up into leadership, you know? And I know when you become a parent, some folks aren't ready, you know? But obviously God has called you to be a leader because he made you a mother, a father, you know? And this is your opportunity now to really step up into leadership in many different ways. And the biggest one is with health. Because if you're not healthy, then you're not able to see out your lifespan, you know? We can live till 120 years, and this life is only meaningful when the people we love are around us to spend this time with, right? This is the only... To me, the only significance that this life existence really has, it's the people that we're walking this life journey with, you know? So stepping up into true leadership as a parent means that you fight for your life. You do what's necessary to stay healthy. You pass on the legacy of health to your kids So they at least know what you know, and they can build on that knowledge later once new information becomes available to them, right? But you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family to take care of your health and to be that leader. And being a leader means you have to become someone new, right? When you step up into leadership, you become someone new. So if it's not something you used to do before, it's something you have to put on. You have to put on the skin of a healthy person, you know? And there may be some growing pains in the beginning, right? I'm thinking about this show on Netflix, Altered Carbon, where you literally could put on the skins of like other people, and you just wear these other like avatars, you know. But we can do that in this lifetime. At any time, we can decide, you know, I want to be successful in this area, which means that I need to do XYZ. I need to have the mindset of the person that does XYZ to maintain that consistency. So you go on that road, you go on that journey, you step into leadership, because this is how we're basically vibrating out and beaming out this energy of just of health and vibrancy, is when we do it and become it and other people see it, they feel it. It's a magnetic energy, because everybody wants that. Everybody wants to be healthy and vibrant and well. It shows up so much, not just in how we appear, but how we're able to move and maneuver in this world, how we're able to communicate with each other, right? Because we just talked about this on the Thrive Through Food Summit. When you are under duress, when the body is under duress and stress, either from the toxic foods that you're eating, toxins in your environment, chronic illness, right? There's a list of things. Then the brain is not well, right? And the brain is operating everything you think, feel, and do. So it's showing up in your relationships. It's showing up in how you're able to engage in this life and have fun in this life, you know? So prioritize it. Prioritize your health means you step up as a health leader at the bare minimum for your family. So if you're looking, if you want, let's say you're a grandmother and you want your grandchild to be healthy and to live a long, healthy life, you have to model it. You have to model it. You have to do it first. Nobody wants to be told what to do. We watch other people and we learn from their example. Okay. I can't tell you what my grandmother told me to do, because whatever it was, I probably wasn't listening, but I heard loud and clear what I saw her doing. And it sticks with me to this day, almost 20 years beyond her death. I remember what I saw her do, who I saw her be in this world. That's what I remember. The things that she said, most of it I have forgotten. This is legacy. Legacy is how you show up. You know, legacy is how you show up. If you care about your grandchildren, if you care about your kids, you do it first. You walk the road first. And it's a hard journey, which is why, you know, we get help. When we're trying to do something really hard, you get support and you get help, right? For me, you know, I've had, you know, in the past where it was difficult for me to be consistent with exercising regularly, you know? It was really a journey to really get on there. I was like, yes, I know I need to do this thing, but man, it's so hard to be consistent, right? It's so hard because I was prioritizing work until my body started to yell out that, hey, we need movement over here. If we don't get movement, we're going to tear up your knees. We're going to stab you in the glute. You're going to have sciatica pain. You know, you're going to have trouble sleeping. You're going to have trouble digesting your food. We are going to create havoc in your body until you listen to the fact that we need to move on a regular basis. Like, we don't know what else to do to get your attention. So we are going to just throw all this pain at you in your body. And I woke up, I listened. I had to listen. And so I created tools for myself to get myself in the game of regular movement. First, it started with, what do I actually enjoy? What do I love? And that was yoga. I really loved yoga, and I invested in a space that encouraged me to do yoga because the space is just so uplifting. The Chopra Center, oh my gosh, it's just clean and beautiful, and I just feel so grounded, and I feel so light, and I have this bliss and this joy inside of me, right? And it encourages me. I spent a lot of money to sign up to go to this place, right? I signed up, I had to pay for extra things I didn't want just to get access to this thing. But it was so worth it because it got me regular with yoga and I felt so good. I felt good in my body and I felt a sense of accomplishment. And this was what really triggered consistency. Because ever since then, I've been pretty much consistent with, if I'm not doing yoga, I'm definitely doing walking, right? And if I'm not doing walking and on top of the walking and the yoga, I'm doing strength training, right? But at the bare minimum, there's cardio and yoga, right? But it started with doing something that really, it had me craving it. And we had on the Thrive Through Food Summit, one of the speakers talked about this, getting into action with something that you crave, right? You just need something to get that momentum going, to push you in the right direction. So you want to pay attention to some of these things, try different things for a while, especially, you know, what, before I moved to Orlando in LA, I was going to this place called AKT. Which is like this HIIT style, but you go into this dark room and you're doing like this HIIT training and it feels like a club, but you're working out. And I really love that vibe, right? Because I'm a early to rise, early to bed. So I can't really do club life. So I really enjoy like the music and the movement. And yeah, you know, I'm having a good time, feeling good. Get all the endorphins in. And in the beginning, I felt like I was gonna die. And it was during pandemic time too. So the first time I went there, I had to wear a mask and I honestly felt like I was just gonna die. So I was like, oh, I'm never going back. But then the woman who worked for the gym, she called me and she was like, how do you like your class? We would love to invite you back and at no charge or whatever. So I was like, okay, I don't have to pay. Let me come back and try. And that next time I decided to do something, I told them my issue with the mask. It was like, okay, whatever, no problem. Don't wear the mask. Or I probably kept it on and just put it under my nose so I could breathe through my nose a little better. And I did something, I think, a little less intense. And I really, really enjoyed that. But I could tell, like, I had a lot of room for improvement. So I just kept going back, like, every other day. I think I put a plan in place for myself. And I kept going regularly. I invested in a series of visits. So they were selling plans. So I bought a series of sessions, which for me, and I know for a lot of people, when I pay money, I pay attention, right? So I put money in. This is now a priority for me, right? To get my ROI, my return on investment, I have to show up. Because I know I paid the money because I already know it's important for me to get physical activity in. And this thing seems fun and I have to give it a go. I have to give it a try to see what happens to my body. The body doesn't change overnight. It takes time, right? But I need something that I could stick with that's consistent. Okay, so I put the money in. This is me investing and making a promise to myself that I will get a return on my investment by showing up and doing the work. And that's what I did. And I was going there for a while and then we were moving to Orlando. But before we moved my last class, even the teacher was like, wow, look at the difference in you. You are getting through the entire workout without taking any breaks. Before I was taking breaks, man, I had to catch my breath. I thought I was gonna die. I really thought I was gonna die those first few sessions, right? I would just stop and watch everybody else continue to move and be like, you know what? I just need to be able to walk out of here alive. Because I had to drive myself back home. But the last session, man, I felt stronger. Not just physically stronger, but my lungs My lungs felt stronger, which was a goal for me because I was like, man, I need to improve my cardiovascular health, especially in this time of COVID. You know, people with weak lungs, you know, they're dying, they're getting sick. You know, I know my diet's good, but look, I can't, you know, I need to be able to have strong lungs, you know? And so it was a goal for me that I set and I was able to accomplish it. I saw that my body, over time, just committing to a thing and doing it consistently, my body does change, right? And that's when you do that, when you make that decision and you try a thing, you try a plan and you see that success, it doesn't happen right away. Sometimes it takes 3 months. For me, in this situation, it took 3 months. You know, sometimes it takes 6 months, right? But definitely you should see something in 10 weeks. You should see some kind of progress in 10 weeks. And this gives you the motivation to keep going, knowing that your body will show up for you if you do the work necessary. You got to support it so it can support you, okay? So I encourage you to prioritize your health this season. It is January, it's cold. If you cannot go outside to walk, join a gym. Walk indoors. There's lots of walking exercises on YouTube. My mom, she loves the Seventh Day Adventist channel on TV. They have like, I don't know if it's a 24-hour running thing, but they have programming where 7 o'clock every morning Eastern time, there's a workout session that this guy does, different workouts, cardio, stretching, strength training, for any and everybody at every level, right? So there's resources everywhere at this point. With all the millions and billions of people on the earth, you know, there's tons of resources. You get your nutrition down, definitely, because that's 80% of the whole thing. And get your physical activity in and work on dropping that stress, because the stress will work against you. Stress depletes nutrients. Stress holds on to excess fat. Stress makes life miserable, right? So we want to make sure we have all that. We work on all of that, right? Which is a lot of mindset stuff that I work on with my clients in my coaching program. So you'll have the links for that if you're interested in coaching. But I just want to encourage you this season to prioritize your health. And until next time, take care.